We are on a spiritual pilgrimage, meaning that the revelations and the anointing that is coming into my present is phenomenal. I mean, it's tonight. You changes are going to be made in your life tonight. Like nothing normal around you no more. You go online, you're going to get answers. You're going to get direction. There's a lot of insight. In prayer time, it's a lot of interpretation. It's a lot of enlightenment that is coming. And I try to write as fast as he said. Sometimes I can't keep up. I try to type it in the phone. But there are some powerful things. They are not complicated. They are simple things in the spirit that are going to cause a lot of changes to be made in our lives. So I'm trying to warn you, because the anointing going to hit this place strong tonight, real strong. Years of clarity comes to this house tonight. Prayers have been made, scriptures have been studied, but God is unfolding a remnant of believers to handle the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And put these cultures in their places with power, with anointing, with insight, with wisdom, enlightenment. Dream, revelation. And so listen cautiously. And when I say listen cautiously, I'm saying promotion is knocking at your door. There are some enjoyment you about to enjoy. There's some experience you about to have. To a certain degree, I'll say it this way, you've been held back. Hungry, but the meals wasn't right. And I'm seeing some things tonight. Problems you may have. Scenario, not just only yourself, but your family, your marriage, your children, your grandchildren. Something may not be right. You know, you're praying to God about it, you're talking to God about it. Everything is about to change. So put Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV Bible on the board for me. NIV. You sit down a little while, but let me work with this a minute. In a little while. I didn't say it right. Oh. No. No, don't sit down. Don't sit down. No, don't sit down. Get up. Oh. Now, listen to this verse, because if you don't get this verse, you're going to miss the whole revelation. For I know the plans. Plans is plural, right? I have for you. You is personal, isn't it? So personally, I want you to separate yourself from this crowd and hear God speaking personally to you about plan. Not a plan, plan he has for you. And he declares the Lord. You see that, right? Plan, that a word plans again, plural. Plans to prosper you, not just money. That's a problem solving. Oh, my goodness. Pictures you can see. Well, a normal person can't see it. Y'all didn't get that. You're going to start seeing things that are not per se in a book. Man had nothing to do with it. Plans to prosper you, thank God, and not to harm you. So any type of sickness, disease, problem in your family, it didn't come from God. Plan to give you hope and a future. Now that's a voice, Dad. I mean, that's so powerful, I tell you. Father, we thank you so much tonight as we gather as a family, that we can hear your voice and receive your instruction and direction for our lives, for the assignment you've given us, each individual, under the sound of my voice, have an assignment from you. And we thank you that we will know exactly what to do and how to do it, and enjoy your presence while we're doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, because you're going to need to write tonight. The subject matter we're going to deal with tonight, and I mean, when I give you this subject, everything no matter what it is, if it's a problem or a blessing, it's about to change. Do you have ears to hear?
Yes, sir.
I want you hearing physically, and I want you hearing spiritually. You understand?
Yes,
I want you to hear the sound, but then I want the revelation to manifest in your life.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, we're going to talk on a lesson called Letting God Reveal His Plans to You.
Oh, yeah.
Letting God reveal His plan to you. And I think the voice covered. And then I was meditating, and if you've been reading the Bible anytime, the Lord says, I have a plan, but you got to agree with it. And he said this. Here we go. Here's a plan. And here's how you agree with it. He says, one of the brightest insights of my plan is the 23rd Psalm. And the first verse, the Lord is my shepherd. First, you got to understand that, what that means. And then what followed right behind it, I shall not want. If the Lord really your shepherd, and if you really have a revelation that you are his sheep, and he's responsible for how you come out, you shall not want. I'm hearing the word, the Lord will never let you down. He will never let you out of sight. Whatever you're going through, he knows about it. And he's ready to do something about it. Letting God reveal his plans to you. Here's what he told me happened when that happened. It's an opening of a supernatural account. Expanding your vision. You will begin to see beyond physical. Beyond normal. You begin to see it, that there's a spiritual map with your name on it, giving you direction into supernatural steps in every transaction in your life. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. A personal spiritual map, and you ain't gonna make no more noise than that. The Holy Ghost is saying, each individual under the sound of my voice, yeah, and around the world, you're going to begin getting personal, spiritual maps to deal with the plans that I have set for you. Maps, listen, maps that Satan can't read. So whatever transaction, whatever you're dealing with now, wherever you're trying to get, that map gonna come up. Meaning, listen, you'll never be lost in life again. No matter what come up. No matter how it look, no matter how it feel, no matter who behind it, you always gonna know how to walk around. Supernatural account. Supernatural map. You there? Divine stages are on God's agenda for you. Divine stages. Well, the Lord is my shepherd. I said I want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. Everything you deal with, God going to show you the green pasture. Tonight, you begin to walk in a green pasture lifestyle. I hear these words. Planted by the Holy Ghost. The green pasture is planted by the Holy Ghost. It's a supernatural field. Let me go back up here. Open a supernatural account. Here we go. Expanding your vision. Your vision is too small. Your vision is religious. Your vision is supposed to be revelation. Oh my God. You move from religion vision to revelation vision. That's a long way. That's a long route there, partner. You're going to begin to see things different. And the reason you're going to be able to see things different, I heard the Holy Ghost say you're going to hear things different. Yeah. You're going to hear God's voice different. You're going to hear Jesus' voice different. You're going to hear the Holy Spirit voice different. You're going to hear the Bible different. When you read a scripture from this night forward, you're going to hear it different. You're going to hear it with the ears of God. Oh, my Lord, what the Holy Ghost said. Holy Ghost said, you become tonight an eavesdropper of the supernatural. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
There are divine stages on God's agenda for you. Tonight you step on a divine stage. There are divine stages on God's agenda for you. The wisdom, the insight, the understanding, the knowledge. You, the Holy Ghost is in your seat tonight. Oh! And he's going to begin to enlighten you on agendas that God has set for you, and only you going to understand it. So it can't be stolen from you. All right, I'll go back and tell him, Lord, stop all this small thinking. You're thinking too small. Anytime you think I can't have it, that's too small. Anytime you think I can't go there, that's too small. God said, put that out the car. Divine stages are on God's agenda for you. Otherwise, praise where miracles, signs, and wonders happen on your behalf. There are stages of miracles, signs, and wonders waiting on you because you've been faithful over a few things. God is ready tonight to make you ruler over many things. There are stages set up with your name on it. There are agendas that have your name on it. Good God Almighty. You don't have to wait to get to heaven. When you on God's agenda, heaven cometh to you, to your lifestyle, to your plan, to your purpose, to your need, to your desire. The scripture gonna mean something to you now. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. You're not just reading, now you're walking it. That's on God's agenda for you. His agenda for you to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed wherever you go. Hallelujah. And not on my notes, I keep hearing this word, two words. My goodness. Two words. I don't know who gonna ride them. But divine impact. From this night forward, every one of you are gonna be a divine impact. Wherever you go, wherever you walk in. What? You are a divine impact. No, I didn't say impact. I said a divine impact. You can sing an old Baptist song, Hush. Somebody calling my name. Divine impact. You're going to begin to experience on daily basis, if you open, divine impact. Things gonna happen in your life you can't explain. So stop trying to explain everything. Just go and enjoy yourself. Here's what he told me to tell you. Blossom, blessing, benefits, breaking thoughts of failure. You about to blossom in blessings and benefit. Blessing and benefits are about to be manifested by you to the world, that they know you're serving a supernatural God. Let the blessing flow. Let the benefits flow. Blossom, blessing, benefits, breaking through of failures. Everything that seemed like a failure in your life, you're about to break through it. Nobody gonna be able to hold you back. You will be wearing a yoke-breaking anointing all the time. Oh, I didn't know this was next. All failures are about to be removed out of your life now. Oh my man. All failure, thus saith the Lord, all failure is about to be moved out your life right now. Revelation and anointing are failure movers. Revelation and anointing are failure movers. You got both. Preparing for these messages, I pray and listen and read. And he says, Lord, have mercy. Victory will be on your plate daily. Say it. Victory will be on my plate daily. Now about the cuss. I don't care what the hell come up. Victory is on my plate. It's from hell. So why I can't say, well, I don't care what the hell come up. It's from hell. Y'all won't be too studious sometimes. You got to be a little loose sometimes. Victory will be on your plate daily. Satan's scheme. You can sit down. You ain't going to sit down long, no. Satan's schemes will fall under your feet. Yes, scripture, didn't it? He said you should tread on. Be under my feet. That little thing been bothering you not tonight, it go under your feet. Why don't say that? Oh my. Another way to see this, you will live under the roof of victory.
Wow.
I just write down what he tell me. You learn live, I'm living under the roof of victory. You know, we got all these cultures coming, these different genders and all this stuff. These people coming, dancing, they're bringing blues in the choir, rock and roll in the choir. Yeah, oh, yes. Y'all ain't been nowhere. Yeah, rock and roll. They really bouncing just like the street. They dress like the street, singing street song, and they're bringing rock and roll, trying to bring it in the church. And all the jazzy song is not giving God the glory. I'm about to tell you something from that 29th chapter of Jeremiah, God's plan. The cultures, plural, will have to bow to your lifestyle. I walk by faith and not by sight. The culture who think it's so great, they're going to have to bow to your lifestyle because you're not going to be broke no more. You're going to have some money in your pocket, in your account, because God wants you to have it. I'm going to say a shocking thing to you, but I want to shock you a little bit right now. I really want to shock you. She's 99 now, Miss Ponder. 98? She's 98. And she was the first one bold enough to say that Jesus was a millionaire. She don't even sound right. She said, you Baptist, but you're Baptist still. Jesus was a millionaire, but I'm about to shut that Baptist down. I'm about to give you a revelation. When Jesus was born, kings, I don't know how many, brought him baskets of silver and gold. He started off loaded. We done got taught that you got poverty, you pleasing God. Well, why God let all those kings brought Jesus the baskets of silver and gold? Never thought about that, did you? Huh? No. Yeah, I'm preaching. Yeah, Jesus was a millionaire. Anytime you take 5 loaves and 2 small fish and feed everybody who there, 1,000 of people, you're a millionaire. Anytime a business was about to go out of business and couldn't get nowhere, hustled all night long and took nothing, and you powerful enough to let words come out your mouth and say, put the net on the other side. I'm business man, quit that job. They left the business. Shut the business down. Say, we're going with you. See, but we don't see that because watch what I'm about to say. We're too spiritual. Matter of fact, right now, say, I want my money.
I want my money.
I want my harvest.
I want my harvest.
Right now. Live on a victory, a roof of victory. The culture will have to bow to your lifestyle. Now, because of this, because of you tonight switching, you changing, you're going into a deeper anointing, a deeper understanding, abundance of souls will be brought into the kingdom. The church talks too big and show too little. Let me say it again. We talk too big about a big God and living a small life. And the world just dancing all over us. But bless God, once you let God's blessing get on your life and it become real to you and begin to manifest and begin to bless you, let God bless you. Shut up. Let God bless you. Tell your mind, shut up. Let God bless you. And tell your 92-year-old aunt that you're not going to live like she lived. God wants you blessed. Bundle of soul we brought in the kingdom. We start manifesting. Talking to a man, trying to get him saved, and he wasn't listening to me. We were standing in front of my house, I said, "That's my heart right there." He said, "What you said?" He got born again. We got to have some manifestation. Talk to me here. We got to stop being homo stupid. All right, sit down, because I want you to write this, get some notes here. Remember what we're talking about now. Letting God reveal his plans to you. Plans is plural. So from now on, God going to begin to reveal his plans to you. All right? Now watch. Wait a minute. Watch. Don't try to reveal your plans to God. They are too small. Do not think small and limited again. The Lord talked to you. Now listen to what he's saying. Your small days are over. Talk to me, God. Your getting by days are over. Get ready to live in the overflow. I'm going to go over that. I got to go over that, man. I got to go over that. There's a lot of traffic here. I got to go over that. Look what he said. Don't try to reveal your plans to God. Even in your prayer, God said you're praying too small. Your confession too small. Don't try to reveal your plans to God. They're too small. Do not think small and limited again. Your small days are over. Your getting by days are over. Get ready to live in the overflow. Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Yes,
sir. Say, I'm set
to live
in the overflow. He heard you.
Yes.
He's looking for something because they're not easy to find in the church. They're not easy to find. People God want to bless, but they're not easy to find, Pat. He can't find them because they don't understand. He said, "I just want a little bit." Lord said, "I ain't got no time for you to mess around. No little bit. I'm a multiplier. I'm a manifester. I'm El Shaddai. I'm Jehovah Jireh." Now, accept this if you want, but in truth, I'm going to tell you before I say it to you. Flourishing favor is on my anointing, and it's flowing through me now. What's on me is getting off on you now. You got to receive it. You got to believe it. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, even have entered the heart of man, the thing that God got prepared for them that love him. God, an anointing can get on you. You got to watch who you hang around. What's on my life? You have a divine right to have it on your life. It's here.
Yes.
Receive it.
Flourish in favor.
Sit down right there. Flourish in favor is on my life. Say it. Flourish
in favor.
In taking God's plans, plural, will promote everything in my life now. In taking God's plans, will promote everything in my life now. this was in God's plan. In God's plan, the prosperity secrets of Jesus will be revealed to you. The prosperity secrets of Jesus. Hallelujah. The prosperity secret. Boy, a Baptist preacher will go crazy on this. The prosperity secret of Jesus. But I ain't got time for that. Not right. Because I got to tell you something else. The prosperity secret of Jesus belong to me. Which is a kingdom plan that can only be known by revelation and activated by anointing. I'm going to go over that now because I need you hearing this. I need you when you're meditating, when you're praying, and when you're studying. In God's plan, the prosperity secrets of Jesus will be revealed to you. Which is a kingdom plan that can only be known by revelation and activated by anointing. So two of the biggest passengers in your life now is revelation and anointing. I'm a revelation carrier, and I'm an anointing carrier. Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Now listen at this. I heard this. I said, man, I almost came off the porch. I was sitting in my rocker writing notes. And he told me to tell you this. Poverty crucifixion is in this house tonight. Poverty crucifixion is in this house tonight. Prosperity resurrection is released on you now. And he's telling you something. Do not let your mind resist it now. Poverty crucifixion is in the house tonight. Wherever you're running short is being crucified. Prosperity resurrection is released on you now. Prosperity resurrection is, I mean, your prosperity is about to resurrect. It's been in the grave, but it's about to come up. Poverty crucifixion is in the house tonight. Just like Jesus was nailed to the cross, any poverty in your life is nailed tonight. Prosperity resurrection is released on you now. Do not let your mind resist it now. You see, you're going places your mind can't go. You got to come back and get your mind. Yes. See, revelation, you got to come back and catch your mind. Revelation be so clear and so powerful, your mind stand at the door and say, what is that? See, that's why he said renew your mind. Yes. That you can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. But your mind can't go there. Your mind. Positive thinking. I ain't going in there. Positive thing can't handle it. It's in the spirit. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel somebody got promoted up in here tonight. I feel somebody changed their last name up in here tonight. I'm about to go, man. I'm ready to go. You ready? You got to be blessed. You got to let the blessing flow. He died for it. He didn't die for you to live a crucified life. He died for us to die for us. I know I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me, the life that I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God. love me and give himself for me. I will not frustrate the grace of God. I'm a flowing grace. Tell somebody, I'm a flowing grace. Sit down and write this down. I'm going to give you three scriptures to study and meditate. The biblical commentary on God's plan is Psalm 23, Romans 8, 26 through 28, and Matthew 6:10. Meditate them as the biblical commentary on God's plan. Now, this, oh my God, letting God reveal his plans to you. Letting God reveal his plans to you. Yeah. Stop bringing your little Mickey Mouse plan to God. Talk to him first and let him anoint you and reveal to you his plan. Everybody in your life about to change. If everybody under the sound of my voice, if you paying attention, I can't make you do it, but if you catching on, if you yielding, ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. If you yielding to the presence of God, you about to go someplace. And you're not going by bus, you're flying. In the spirit. The Holy Ghost is up in here. And he's ready for a church to show forth how good God is. God is a good God. I'm anointed to prosper. Say it. If you let him, I said, if you let him,
yes,
all of your failures are crucified tonight.
Yes.
And all your blessings are resurrected.
Yes. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, sit down and write this note. Here's why many good people who are Christian, who love God, but they're living a life of failure. If any of them listen to me tonight, they're about to move. You will have to hear the right kind of preaching to learn how to flow with it. 1 Corinthians 2:1-10. He preached the cross. He didn't use the enticing word. I'm telling this in LTMA now. I'm training my ministers. They got to be anointed. I don't care how eloquent, I don't care what kind of good outline they got, I don't care how many scriptures they got, they got to be anointed.
Yes.
The anointing is the impartation.
Uh-huh. Right.
The revelation have to have a vehicle to travel in.
Yes.
And you can be, you have a good outline, a good sermon, it sounds so good, but if you're not anointed,
uh-huh,
it cannot be transferred. I see on y'all faces tonight, things are being transferred to you.
Oh, yeah.
You look so different.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Since the last 25 minutes, your face has changed. Lord, have mercy. Ooh, I see. Ooh, Lord. I see life. Online, you hear me? I see life, man. I see hope. I see joy. I see peace. I see, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, I see it on your faces. Heaven about to move in your life tremendously. Your days of being regular are over. I impart to you supernatural favor. Wherever you go. You got it on you.
Shoo.
And come there with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. Sit down and write this note. Yielding to the unfolding mysteries of God. Yielding to the unfold mysteries of God. Then Matthew 13, 9 through 12, he told that parable about the soul sowed the seed. Then he said, he that have ears, let him hear. See, that's very important. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But you as a child of God, you're supposed to have ears to hear. Yielding to the unfold mysteries of God. Matthew 13, 9 through 12. Because he said, once you step into mysteries, revelation of mysteries, you can't be stopped no more. It's in there. Turn to it. Turn to it. I might have closed it, but turn to it. You got to see this. Lord, have mercy. Thirteen and nine. Very important. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. That's all that voice say. See, in an impartation like this, you have to have ears to hear. You got to get that tradition biscuit out of your mouth. And start speaking as the child of God. Instead of speaking with that traditional biscuit. It keeps you at a certain level. You move tonight. You promote it. You spit that tradition biscuit out. And I'm going to speak the oracles of God. Who has ears, let him hear. And the disciples came to him, said unto him, why speak it thou to them in parable? Because it's not for everybody. And he answered said to them, because it is given to you to know, watch this now, know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them is not given. What happened if you know? What happened if you look at the next verse now, verse 12. What happened when you know? For whosoever had ears to hear and a heart to understand, to him shall be given. And he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him, John 10:10 happened because of this. John 10:10 happened because of having ears that can't hear and a heart that can't understand. So you got to get in your heart first. Then it get in your mouth. Then it manifests. Come on now. You got to get in your heart first. Come on, son. Then in your mouth. Then it manifests. I love you too, sir. Now he so thought us down now. Yeah, he sold one Sunday. Is that the same man? That same man? Oh, I'm going to tell you, God, though. You get all upset, but I'm going to tell you. Because I'm trying to get you somewhere. I ain't got no time to nothing now with you, what you think. I'm dealing with what you drink. I need you to get drunk in the spirit that you can flow with God and stop thinking all of them natural thoughts. Jesus Christ. Look at verse 12 again. For whosoever has, to him shall be given. Understanding of mysteries. And he shall have more abundant. And he shall have more abundant. But whosoever hath not, here come the thief. From him shall be taken away even that he has. See, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm coming that you might have life. Might have more abundantly. Look at verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parable, because they seen or know word of life. See not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. I guess not. You can't hear it and you can't see it. You sure ain't going to understand it. And in them is fulfilled a prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they have closed, that's at any time they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart. Oh my. See with their heart. See with their eyes. Hear with their ear. And understand their heart. And should be converted. And I should heal them. Look what he said in verse 16. Read it. You got to see. We got to see. Ooh, the glory walked in here. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Ooh, Lord, the glory just walked in here. You got to see it. You got to hear it. You got to know it's not a regular Wednesday night Bible study. We have them no more. Let me tell you something that you're never going to forget. And the Holy Spirit just told it to me. Your growth is an emergency. And the light, the red light burning in heaven, the flashing. It's an emergency that you rise up and take your place. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You will have no excuse to not be promoted. You got not in this church. No, baby, you sitting up here tonight. You've heard enough tonight to turn the world upside down. You've heard revelation. You've heard truth tonight. The Holy Spirit is going to shake you in your bed tonight. You what? You walk out here like you just got born again. You remember when you got filled with the Spirit? You remember that? It was exciting, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, something happened to you tonight, too. Because I'm just holding on up here right now. Whew. I'm hearing the word, let my people go. People all over the world love God. But you think they're going to hear something like this? Men never will hear, never have the opportunity to sit at the table and the table be set like we're sitting it now. That's the Holy Ghost. Are you understanding me? Lord have mercy. Sit down a few more minutes and I'll close. Turn to 1 Corinthians 14, 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mystery. You see that? All right. And you're really going to have to be listening. Praying into mysteries, plural, of God's insight. Praying, you're praying in the spirit, into mysteries of God's insight. Wait a minute, let me say it again. God's insight. Let me say it. Praying until you see what God sees. Praying, listen to me, till your divine eyes are open. You got divine eyes on the inside of you. Praying into the mysteries of God's insight. I can tell you right now. I'm going to tell you because I need to tell you. You need to be able to say, my life is a mystery. Anything good can show up in my life at any moment. Say it. Anything good can show up in my life at any moment, and nobody can stop it. That's a revelation of your relationship. You sons and daughters of God. The system shouldn't run you. You're supposed to run the system. The system is run by senses and satanic forces. But you run by the spirit of insight, enlightenment from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost up in you, you know. Angels up here dancing. Talk to them. Tell them. Tell them I'm ready to help them. I'm ready to go. They've been holding me back. They've been talking too small and thinking too little. But get their mind renewed with larger thoughts and let me go forth for them. Angels are ready. Angels are clapping their hands right now, flapping their wings and dancing around. Say, God dog it, I got somewhere to go now. I got somebody to know what I want to do for them. Set up this ladder. I'm about to set this ladder up in their house. No. Right, John 17:22-23. I'm going to go to it. Operating in God's glory on a daily basis. Operating in God's glory on a daily basis. Let's do part two of this thing. But I want you to study. I'm going to give you something I want you to study, two or three things. Here's God's plans. Here is God's plans. Ephesians 4:11-16. In the Passion Bible. Here's God's plan. You got to know what God's plan is. Ephesians 4:11-16. And I'll come and I'll talk some more about it. It's time to live in revealed rest. Being about the Father's business. It's time to live in revealed rest. Not aspirin rest. Tylenol, whatever those stuff is. Revealed rest. Matthew 11:27-39. I read it many years and I went to the 28th verse. Maybe we'll close that. Turn to Matthew 11:27. I usually go as a Baptist boy, preacher, pastor in the church, I'd go to the 28th verse. But you got to go to that 27th verse. Where he says, all these things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, but the Father, neither knows any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Reveal. See, it's all about revelation. You live a reveal. You must live a reveal life. Don't live by what you see. Live by what you say. And what you say will change what you see. For you have authority. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will. Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast, he should not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he said shall come to pass. He, she shall have. You got to say it. You got to believe it. You got to dance about it before it manifests. You just that show. Why you can believe a delivery truck and you can't believe God? The people say, I'm about to drop it off at 2 o'clock. You all set because you know they're going to be there for 2 o'clock. Well, what about God? Why, if you can make an order at McDonald's at a speaker and go to the one and expect for it to come out? And you can't expect what you make an order with God to come out. You order a cheeseburger, when you get to that table, you're looking for a cheeseburger. And you ain't nobody couldn't talk you out of it. I'm getting my cheeseburger. Well, watch, you can't be like that with God. I'm hearing two words. I'm going to close with them. I'm hearing two words. I want you to leave here with these two words. And I'll pick up next Wednesday. Because there's a lot more. Oh, my God. I'm going to give you two words. Don't let me forget the two words, Lord. No limits. Write it down and circle it and put the date by it. Write, circle it and put the date by it. No limits. No limits. Let me give you a short prophecy right quick that came with this lesson. My secretary tried to help me. She put hallelujah, but he didn't say hallelujah. He said halloo. Halloo. I said, what is that, Lord? He said halloo. Just H-A-L-U. Halloo. Halloo. I said, what is that, Lord? He says, keeping the right hand of God on your back, shedding down all Satan attacks, building new racks for your new supply of blessing. All guessings are over. You will know how everything will come out in your favor. Redeemed, resurrected, and protected. Hallelujah. You got it. You got it. Redeemed, resurrected, and protected. I'm redeemed, resurrected, and protected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have no idea. I just wrote what he told me. And that's the way God deals. See, sometimes y'all think, your mind going off. What is this? It's the Lord trying to say something to you. He don't talk regular. Guess who was confused when he said that? Satan. Said, what the hell? What is he talking? Halloo, halloo. And this man getting happy. Then God gave me the revelation of it. Did you hear it?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't believe you heard it. Missy, where is it? Me and her, I'm going to go over it again. Oh, yeah, you got it. Oh, my goodness. Halloo, halloo. Chantel said, hallelujah, hallelujah. I look at my nose and say, what is this? Hallelujah, hallelujah. What? I ain't no hallelujah. She's just trying to help me, you know. No, it's halloo, halloo. keeping the right hand of God on your back. Boy, you know that's something. Shutting down all Satan attacks. Building new racks. The racks you got too small. Building new racks for your new supply of blessing. Look at somebody and tell them, I got a new supply coming. And listen to what he said at the end of this thing. It's just hallelujah, hallelujah. All guessings are over. You will know how everything will come out in your favor. No, I'm talking to you right now. The Lord told me to tell you that. I'm telling you right now, I don't care what you're dealing with. Everything. Y'all hear me online? I said, I'm telling you, on behalf of God, everything, I don't care how bad it looks, I don't care how long it's been, everything about to come out in your favor. And then he gave these words, redeemed, you redeemed, right? Resurrected, you were resurrected, right? Protected. Redeemed, resurrected, protected. Y'all make some noise. Across the world. Across the world, I want y'all to make some noise. Online, wherever you're from, make some noise. And I want everybody to know you got authority over the area where you live. Shut the devil down every morning. And that's right, you got authority over whatever city you live in, God expecting you to take it over. So no, Satan, you ain't doing that here. Ain't nobody gonna get shot here tonight. I take authority in the name of Jesus. Darrell covered. Gonzalez covered. Gonzalez at total peace. Because I sat on that porch and take it over. Shut Satan down every morning. Shut him down. I call all my immediate family name every day. Stop praying just for yourself. I'm impressed by the Holy Ghost to give you these words for you to say. And so now, if I fumble a little bit, don't worry about it, because that's the way he works. He don't tell you everything. But you just repeat after me. God, reveal your plans to me for my life and for everything I set out to do. I will not move without your plan. And I thank you. You have a plan for me to promote my life into the supernatural realm at all times. Everything that is trying to block me will move tonight. In the name of Jesus, I have a brand new plan of victory, of triumph, of overcoming, in Jesus' name. Amen.